Hey friends, today we're going to do an unboxing of some Tenga products that they were kind enough to send me to do an unboxing for. Head over to Tenga, TENGA.co, and on Instagram it's Tenga_global to check out their products. I also have the links in the show notes, and your product code, discount code, is YANB15. So you're not broken 15 if you want to check out the discounts. So here is me doing some product reviews and unboxing for Tenga. I hope you enjoy. Welcome to You Are Not Broken, the only podcast that combines science, medicine, and psychology to re-educate your brain and help you live your best love life. And I'm your host, board-certified female urologist, Dr. Casperson. You guys, I am so excited because I'm going to do an unboxing today from an awesome company called Tenga. Tenga is based in Japan, so we have like awesome Japanese style on this. So I'm recording this for the podcast. I'm doing an Instagram live so you guys can actually see the products. Otherwise, you can check out the website. It's Tenga.co is the name of their website on Instagram. I'll link them here. It is Tenga_global is their Instagram. So they were nice enough to send me products because they like what I do. They like that I'm all about educating women. And women are not socialized to touch ourselves or to what I call self-cultivate. Masturbate even has like bad connotations, but it's all about pleasure, right? So first of all, we have to get over the hump that like it's okay in the first place to for women to even like give themselves pleasure and to not just save it for when they're with their partner. The other important thing to know is when you're with your partner, clitoral stimulation is incredibly important for pleasure because the clitoris is our penis. It is our organ of pleasure. It's not the vagina. You can get to it through the vagina. And so for some women, that's very satisfying, but you have to pay attention to the organ of pleasure, which is the clitoris. So all the basics before I do an unboxing of the Tenga products. So they were so nice. They sent me two lubes. I'll show you one here. This lube is called Hole Lotion, H-O-L-E lotion. They come in different consistencies, and I was kind of put off by how tacky this was until I learned that, and I'll kind of show it here. So it's kind of tacky. This bottle literally looks like a ketchup bottle. It's got like if you can think of like a ketchup bottle applicator at like a greasy spoon restaurant, like that's what it looks like. So it's really a tacky product. These are water-based products. And the reason they're tacky, or I don't know if the reason they're tacky, but like how it works is like you add more water to it or spit or whatever, and it actually like re-lubricates again, which is quite nice. And it's squirt, so it's really easy. Like I think a lot of lubes are like pump version, which you might not like. So this is like a squirt bottle, and it's you can put it exactly where you want it, like an old school ketchup bottle from your greasy spoon growing up. So this one is called Tenga Whole Lotion. This is mild. All their different types vary in their consistency, or you know, tackiness, how like thick the liquid is. So you can go to your local store if you have one. Otherwise, this mild one is pretty nice. And it's a ton of product. It's $15 for most of these lubrications. So that's our first product, is the lube. Because you got to start with the lube before you start with it, before you do anything else. So the next one I want to show you is, I'm going to pull up the names here. This one will do the mini, Iroha mini. So their Iroha line is by women, for women, vulva owners, clitoris owners. But the other nice thing about this company is a lot of their products are not gendered. They're not going to tell you exactly how to use these products or on what body part. So it's kind of nice. So it's not like girls go here, boys go there. That's not how their website is at all. They just call these vibrators, but the Iroha line's really geared towards females. What I like about this is, number one, it's cheap. This is, let's see if that lighting there. This is $25. The other nice thing about it is it's battery operated. More and more like high-end vibrator products are rechargeable, which is, or USB port, which is really going to increase your price point on these. So it's nice to see a high-quality product that is battery-powered. And it's simple, like so many, high quality products have like 20 different speeds on them. And it's like, can you just get something where it's not complicated and you're not like fumbling around? So you can't even see the little button on the side is what you do. And it's a very high powered vibrator, and it's very small. It is literally smaller than the palm of my hand. So you can take this anywhere with you, and it's battery powered. Also feels really nice. So this is called the Iroha Mini. This runs $25. is what this one runs. So really nice price point for beginner. I also say for beginners, if you're a beginner, don't get something that's overly complicated. It's just going to overwhelm you and you're going to be like, ugh, I don't like it. But at the same time, if you're a beginner, getting something that feels good and is kind of luxurious and has like a high enough powered vibrator that you're going to be like impressed by it. So don't get something too complicated. That's why I like the battery operated one. Moving on. So this one is for, this can be for partner. Any of this can be for partnered activity. Don't misinterpret me. But this one can be. So this one is called the Ring Vibrator. It's called the SVR Black and it retails for $80. It's currently sold out on the website. So this one's USB rechargeable, not battery operated. A nice silicone feel. It's got a ring at the base. You can either put this around your fingers or you could put it around a penis. And side note, I just put up a different podcast called Penis Sizes and I like don't even know how to post that on Instagram because I don't think I can say penis. Maybe I can't type penis. I don't know if I can say penis on Instagram, yet here I am. Anyways, you put this around your fingers or something that is resembles a penis. And nice on-off switch right here, a couple of different vibrations, really rumbly. I'm now one of those people who do product reviews and I use the word rumbly. Nice and rumbly for you, nice and discreet and black. If your partner doesn't like putting things around their penis, you can just hold it in your hand or put it around your fingers. So that is a nice one, kind of high-end cock ring slash vibrator. Really nice for like when you enjoy the penis and vagina but just need a little bit more stimulation or want a little more stimulation on the clitoris so that you can maybe have an orgasm with penis and vagina sex. This might be something you want to try. So there's that. All of these links again are going to be in the podcast show notes as well for people who are watching on Instagram. So this is another, and last but not least, this high-end vibrator. Again, the Iroha, Iroha, is kind of their like female centered line, but it's all Tenga, all same company. But again, it doesn't say that this is like you have to use this if you have a vulva or a clitoris. This feel bit, this is like a nice back massage too. But so the nice thing, they're kind of like how they design this, it's really cute and beautiful. It looks like this little like egg timer thing. It fits in the palm of your hands. It's got a nice little like round vibrator area, and on the bottom of it is where you turn it on. Again, very nice because it doesn't have like 25 bells and whistles to it, and it's very high powered vibration. You can hear that. And the other thing they say is like it's got this like protective plastic cup on the bottom, so your hand doesn't vibrate as much as this actual like, vibrator tip does. So this is for external vibration. Does a couple of different speeds. You just kind of hold it down to get the speeds to go up and then turn it off. This one's again USB chargeable, so not battery powered, and this one retails for $79.99. But it comes in like three different designs. It's very pretty. You can like literally put the cover on it and put it on your nightstand and nobody would be any wiser that this is what you have going on there. So another external vibrator for women. There you go, guys. That's my fun unboxing of four products from Tenga, designed for your pleasure because we have bodies that have that can experience pleasure. So check them out. You literally carry them around with you 24 hours a day. I love you so much. I hope this was helpful. And until next time, remember, you are not broken.